What's up, Lady Ballers?
Welcome back. We're Soccer Props.
And it's game time.
All right. What up, Lady Ballers? Guys, I'm tired.
Rough start to this day. Oh, goodness.
I don't know who's more tired, us or the U.S. team. I don't know.
I don't know, but I've been laughing at everyone's tweets and Instagram posts. They're like, how do you know if you're a U.S. women national team fan? And then they're like, I'll go first. And then it's a screenshot of 3:30 a.m. watching the game overview of what's going on. It's really amazing.
So like when I watched the first half in bed and I literally had it on mute on my phone. Dom sleeping next to me.
Oh my God.
And then like, I was like raging. I was like, I have to leave.
I respect you getting up that early. I really do.
It's crazy. Well, at least Saturday's game will be at 7:30. Hopefully it's a better outcome, but let's go through today's games quick. Australia beat New Zealand 2-1, which was great for Australia. They haven't won any of their games recently. Like they've lost the last five. And of course, Sam Kerr had a nice goal.
I'm so torn between those two teams because we have like Hannah Wilkinson that we talked to, and then we have like Allie Riley and just all these teams. I'm like, I don't know who I want to win in that game.
Well, I feel like New Zealand's such a small place. You like want them to do well, you know, but like,
the Aussies have the Aussie, 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 Aussie. Remember their chant?
Yeah, but
the Ferns are so much better. Come on.
I don't know. It was a good match though. And I feel like that's kind of like a Mets Yankees type of thing. Like if they're close to each other, they're always going to have that rivalry.
I wonder if it is.
Yeah.
I feel like it is.
But yeah, so at least that was a close game. It was exciting. Any other thoughts on that?
I'm curious to see if Sam just continues to be the best, like every single game and scoring, because it was ranked number 2 in the world.
Yeah.
And she really is incredible. So I'm excited to keep watching her.
Yeah.
As the tournament continues.
The exciting thing of that game was like it literally went down to the wire. Like the fact that they scored with only a few minutes left.
I love games like that. Oh yeah. My God.
You never know. Like that could have ended up in a tie if something crazy happened, which Japan, Canada, Sinclair scored in her 300th game and she scored off her own rebound in Sinclair fashion.
She assisted herself.
Yeah, she assisted herself as she would. Her 187th goal. Like she's insane. Nice.
That's 186 more goals than I ever scored in my college career.
And she's 1 year older than Carly Lloyd?
Yeah. She's one year younger. Also, did you guys see, I didn't watch this in real time, but did you see the highlight of that, what happened with the goalie and Japan? They called it one way. They gave them the call, and then they gave the goalie, VAR watched it and then gave her a yellow card.
And then didn't a fresh new goalkeeper not warmed up have to come off and you have to go in?
The highlights of that, like you just see the rage in the goalkeeper's eyes because it was just like such a weird call.
I still don't know how I feel about VAR, if I like it or if I hate it.
I mean, it definitely didn't help them. It was just bizarre.
It just sucks because you're going to love it when it's benefiting you.
Yeah.
And then when it's not, you're like, crap, they have it on camera.
Yeah. Do you feel like that was a little bit of a home court thing with them getting that call?
I know that was a little rough because I do feel like the goalkeepers get a little bit of, you know, they're a little bit more lax with calling that on the goalkeepers.
Yeah.
That's a hard situation. That's a position that is weird to have a change in the middle of the game, especially like that.
I agree. But I don't know. We'll see. I definitely think Canada seemed to have outplayed Japan, but still it ended in 1-1, which is why soccer is exciting. Next game wasn't that exciting. Brazil beat China 5-0. Marta, first football player to score in 5 consecutive Olympics, which is so freaking cool, man.
Ridiculous. And then she could have had a hat trick that game and let one of her teammates take the PK. And I think this is so, I mean, of course that is selfless and amazing, but that is a long-term decision, right? So now that player's had the experience taking a PK in a World Cup game, you know, just the more experience you get with that, the better. And that could really help them later down the line if there was another situation like that again.
Yep. And I feel like it's funny that people are so like surprised by this because that's classic Marta. Like she's a selfless player. And I think other countries, the US could maybe like learn from like that, help them out being a little bit more selfless. Because everyone will say like they're all about helping the team win, but like Marta actually puts that to play.
Yeah. Like how often do you think these top players are thinking about their stats and like their accolades and all that? Like, I don't know. It's kind of crazy to think about because the higher level you are, like the more important it is to get those titles. But like, I don't know. I feel like it's probably like,
I think the true champions are not thinking about those things, you know, yeah. The ones who are self-obsessed with those records and when their next like milestone goal is going to be is, you know, I think that's a totally different mindset. But yeah, I mean, everyone's always keeping stats and I'm sure making them all aware of everything constantly. Yeah,
that's true. They do have people making them aware, like, hey, this constantly. Is your 300th game.
Yes.
I also think pretty that cool. Those players are the ones whose teammates are going to be vouching for them and talking about how incredible they are. Compared to the people who are, you know, setting records and not having those teammates saying that. But she's incredible. And also another, like, Formiga, this is her 7th Olympics. That's insane. Could you imagine?
Like, that's so many years.
How old? Let's check the stats. Well, Carly Lloyd is 39, by the way.
Okay, so Marta's. Sinclair's 1 year younger.
She's 43.
That's amazing. Wow. That is amazing.
Is she the oldest player in the Olympics right now?
No, I doubt it. At least maybe for soccer, but like, let's
see. That is freaking amazing.
7 Olympics.
Wow.
Wild. She was born in 1978. Okay, so not that exciting of a game, but exciting for Brazil just with all those accolades. Britain beat Chile by 2. Did you guys watch that one?
I did not, but it is Chile's first Olympic debut, right?
Yeah.
Which is, I feel proud for them. Yeah, in those moments,
you know, your first Olympic day, like that's pretty impressive, especially against Britain, who shows up.
Yeah. It's truly making history for their country too. And this is just the beginning for them. Not, you know, it's, I'm sure they weren't expecting to go in and win, like them just getting there and qualifying in itself is incredible.
Definitely. And Ellen White had both of the goals.
Of course she did.
Lucy Bronze had a great assist. So Dave Beast Mode Soccer, I'm sure, is very excited. And then the last one was Netherlands beat Zambia 10-3. But hey, at least it wasn't a shutout, you know? 3 goals is, you know, pretty good.
I actually was reading Zambia or Zambia's, how do you even say it? I don't know. Their captain, Barbara Banda, she scored the country's first ever women's goal in an Olympics, and she scored a hat trick. So even though it was like a really bad, you know, or tough loss, 10-3, they still made history. So it's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. How, like, were there goalies playing in that game? How was it 10-3?
I know.
Isn't that nuts? That's a lot of goals.
A lot of goals. It's crazy. All right. So I guess this brings us to the U.S. Sweden. That was a tough one.
So let's go. Just in case you were hiding under a rock today or you slept all the way through until whatever day it is today, the U.S. went into this game on a 44-game winning streak. The last time they have lost was 915 days ago, which is ridiculous. But this is their first loss in a very long time. And I think everyone was a little shocked by it.
Guys, this was they've only lost 6 games by 3 in the history of the national team.
And the last one was in March of 2017. So this was a fair spanking.
I want to say I don't feel bad for them because us little people are losing all the time.
Well, it's funny, the one thing that we're so not used to getting scored on and losing that it really shakes the team. You can see it really like shake everyone when it happens.
Faces and that game.
Yeah.
You know, because I wonder, I don't think the U.S. goes in expecting to win every game. I don't think they have that mentality at all, but sometimes it like reignites a fire inside the team to reconnect on what's going on.
I mean, it happened in Beijing, right? That's, we lost the first game of the Olympics and Carly Lloyd was at that Olympics as well. So it's not possible.
Yeah.
But Sweden has always been someone that has been a pain in the butt for us throughout history, right? I feel like it's a little bit of a rivalry or a huge rivalry rather.
And they looked good. They were composed and we looked scared. Like the whole thing, like Julie Foudy kept saying, Sweden's coach said, go in brave. And they looked brave. They didn't look at all nervous.
They looked brave.
And like Carly just said how, like you were talking about reconnect, we didn't connect. Like we weren't connected at all. Yeah. Our midfield was terrifying.
Yeah. Let's talk about this starting lineup real quick. First off, does the U.S. have we, let's talk about this whole starting lineup. Does US ever play 4-4-2? This is a question for not to be in this. They usually do, right?
They're not going to play 4-4-2.
But I'm saying in the past, it's been, they've always had two in the midfield.
Yes, but I don't think they're going to this.
I don't think they're going to either with this lineup, but I feel like that's where our biggest problem was in the midfield defensively.
Yeah, well, it was bad. Like, I feel like Ertz has been out for so long, but you could tell, like, this is when they needed her the most. And even though Horan did what she could, like, it's not the same.
I don't know, man. I was watching so many parts of that game where we were, like, trotting around in the middle and no one was marking in the middle.
It was wild. And, like, although Crystal did, like, as well as she could, like, she made some big mistakes. Like, she gave a couple, like, passes away that just, like, led to them scoring. It was just, like, it was not a good game for them. I don't know. I feel like Nair played as well as she could have. They had 16 shots, 9 on frame. I mean, what can you expect? And yeah. US had 9 shots total. Like, it just, if you even want to call it that, it was yucky.
I mean, Blexenius from Sweden was trouble for us all game. And in the beginning, you were just like, you know, when you're sitting there, even the commentators were saying it, like, it's building up, like, something's going to happen. Any one of these shots on goals is going to be a goal. And the first goal is actually, I think, a beautiful goal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well-deserved.
Like, I don't know how people didn't slam heads and die, because that was a really very pressured header off of that cross.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The second goal made me so aggravated.
I know.
So it was a cross, and one of the players shot it, and it hit off the post. And then she was just, like, all by herself to just volley it back in.
Wild.
Just hanging.
A lot of those opportunities where it was volleyed and in the box and should have been immediately kicked out.
Yeah. And a lot of situations were like, it was 2v1, like, for us defensively. And I just, like, even Crystal Dunn, I felt like the whole time was torn between two players running up the side the whole game. Mm-hmm. She probably covered 14 miles during that game. And then, oh yeah, God, it just... Well, we weren't looking good defensively. And, I mean, you can't just say defensively, because if we were looking great offensively, we would have had a goal.
But I don't even think we had the opportunity to build up offensively.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And we were not keeping possession.
Mm-hmm. So Rapinoe, did you see what she said? She said, I think we were a little tight, just a little nervous, just doing dumb stuff, like not passing the ball, not trapping the ball. We got our ass kicked, didn't we? Like, they got it. This is kicked.
And that's a fair comment. I respect her accepting that, because it wasn't even like, oh, I just got unlucky. Like, we just got outplayed.
Yeah.
Exactly.
For sure.
And guys, I did remember what the stat was. USA and Sweden has had such a rivalry for so long because Sweden knocked them out of the Olympics 5 years ago. So the US has been waiting for this day to play this. And then they also just recently lost to Sweden in the friendly that they had. Oh, tied. They tied 1-1 in the last friendly. So, like, the US was probably pretty devastated about this loss. But, like, you know, we are seeing all over the internet, like, I think it really did light a fire in them. And maybe it will make this even more exciting to see them play their next games and hopefully make at least, you know, come out second place in the group.
Definitely. And we don't want the U.S. to smack everyone. It's more fun when it's this exciting.
Like, they, I couldn't agree more. Again.
So
yeah, like, brings back the excitement in the game.
Yep. It was Sorry. Go ahead, Alana.
I was going to say, I do really like Press up top. And I think that she was the only one up top that was really creating opportunities, like looking for other players and sending through balls and sending crosses. So I feel like her mixed with the right people is going to really pay off. But I do not feel like Tobin Heath is that person.
Yeah.
I agree.
Do you guys feel like she would run
out there? Put Lynn in. At least she would run.
Yeah.
But it was funny, like, Lavelle, the one opportunity, she played but the one opportunity she did have where she just, like, puts her hands up. It's like, where is everyone? Like, what are we doing? And I think everyone watching was like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Definitely not a connection and miscommunication. And
yeah,
I'm really, really curious what's going to happen next versus New Zealand.
I just feel like the set pieces murdered us.
Mm-hmm.
It was bad. They had so many corners.
They had nine corners.
And they have a lefty taking them from that side. So it was like beautifully bent balls right into the back of the box. Oh my goodness.
Well, we'll see, guys. Any other thoughts on that game?
I'm curious to see how the lineup, this is a thing, right? I feel like US went from, we had this, at least it seemed like the players being brought to the Olympics was, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, right? So we have a powerful team. They know how to play well together. So we brought that same group to the Olympics without changing very much. But then we just like changed the starting lineup a ton. Like a lot, I feel like as much as some things didn't change, there were some key components moved around in there, and it totally showed. Do you feel like we got better as other players were substituted in?
I mean, I honestly thought that they would have subbed out Horan before they subbed out Sammy. Sammy shows up towards the end of games when other people don't. So I feel like they should have kept her in and then moved over and put up in Ertz.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Crystal, I like Sammy in the middle.
Tired. You know what? It was a wake up call, and I think they're gonna show up on Saturday.
Yeah, with
I hope so.
Fire.
Yeah, they're the most competitive group of people. They just were a little bit shocked. Now they're gonna have a good meal and a good sleep and get their.
Did you guys see the Tokyo beds are all at a cardboard? It's so interesting. So they're like, you would think that the Tokyo beds are weak because it's literally like cardboard boxes folded in a certain way, but they're like humongous male Olympians jumping up and down on these cardboard beds and they're not
That's amazing.
When does the Olympics officially start? This weekend?
Well, the opening ceremony is Friday.
Okay.
But everyone's playing before it anyway.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But hey, I mean, there's already exciting games going on. It's nice to see there's competition, and Saturday will be another fun day of games.
Yes. And everyone set your DVR for the women's soccer, all women's soccer games. We just dropped our sport women's soccer line, and we have got comfy shorts and athletic shorts and tees and hats and bucket hats for supporting women's soccer. And we want you guys to go check it out, and let's make sure that women's soccer is one of the most watched things at the Olympics.
Yes.
Heck yes. And just to give you a little heads up, Saturday's games, July 24th, Sweden versus Australia at 4:30 a.m. Eastern, and then the USA plays New Zealand at 7:30 a.m. Eastern. Both of those teams coming off a loss, so we are excited to see what's going on Saturday.
All right. Good luck to everyone.
Peace out. Good luck.